David, it's good to catch up with you here in Charleston, South Carolina at the ASI annual meeting, where you had an opportunity to present the land market outlook to these folks.
Yeah, it's good to catch up again. I did this last year in the midst of, you know, a calamitous, ruinous prices, and now I got to talk about a recovery in prices. And really, you know, the last several months we've seen a real recovery in lamb prices, that both for the lighter weight lambs all the way through to the meat as well, and really driven by a more timely marketing of lambs throughout the year at lighter weights that resulted in less lamb production in the U.S. And so we really, a lot of it is just working through the problems that caused the price collapse to begin with. And with time, we've worked through those. We've got much higher prices. And so now we're looking at, you know, going forward, can we sustain these prices? They're not as high as they were at the peak before. So really going forward is, how do we do that? You know, I think in some expectations for the year as we go through 2014, you know, as an economist, prices matter. And high prices mean people buy less and producers produce more. That's the market response to that price situation. And so I think one of the things I expect that we're going to see is that I think we're going to see some growing, some stabilization of inventory, some growing number of lambs produced in the U.S., maybe a little bit more production going forward, but not levels that are, you know, huge or ruinous again to prices. I expect that we're also stabilizing demand a little bit, rebuilding demand, if you will, after the problems of the last couple of years, and that's supporting prices as well. And so a lot of it going forward is, can we kind of solidify and build up a good base for some growing demand again, recovering demand, I think is a better term.
David, if there is a concern or a fear that you would have that we could see something happen and we go back in the other direction, what would that be?
Well, I think one of those things is prices can get too high. You know, particularly, you know, not if you're selling, but if you're buying, prices can get too high. And the response of consumers is to not buy as much. But we haven't built up prices back to those record levels. So prices really look like where we are today anyway, that the market's providing some better returns to producers, to ranchers, to keep their flocks together, to keep producing more lambs, but aren't so high yet that we really turn off consumers. One of the interesting things is, as an economist, we often talk about it's relative prices that matter, not the price itself necessarily. If you've seen the record run in beef prices over the last few weeks, from a competing meat standpoint, that can be a supportive factor in the lamb market as well, because those steaks are going to be a lot more expensive than they were before. And so relatively, lamb becomes a little better price relative to beef, I think, going over the next couple of months. So, you know, that's a little bit of a supportive factor too in the marketplace.
If there is a part of the country where there are some growth opportunities, where would that be?
You know, I think all over the country there are some opportunities for lamb. Particularly, we have people getting into what are called the hair sheep breeds that are it's lamb, but they don't produce wool, so you don't have to shear them. They have hair on them instead. So that's one opportunity. So I think there's some opportunities all over. You know, growing interest in local foods, partnering with restaurants and chefs and things like that in big cities. So some proximity to those big cities are a big deal as well. I will say one thing I think is worth watching, what I would call kind of a wild card in the market. I think we're going to have to pay a lot of attention to the growing drought in California and the Mountain West. 2013 was the driest year on record in California. And California is a major lamb-producing state. And, you know, from a production standpoint, I think this drought has the potential to become more and more serious for the industry as a whole, and really become a critical factor for producers and those consumers too.
Any other keys to be watching over the course of the next couple of months?
No, I think that's basically it. I think we've got much better prices for producers, and the thing to watch is really, you know, how does consumer response and demand hold together? Because we're getting into the big springtime big market for lamb with the Easter, with other holidays, ethnic holidays, that we really move a lot of lamb, and it's something consumers look for, and certainly a successful season at that time of the year will be a big one for the industry.